From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. president takes a major step in an attempt to change the country's highest court. President Donald Trump late Tuesday announced his choice of federal appeals court judge Neil Gorsuch as the nominee to replace the late Supreme Court Associate Justice Antonin Scalia, who died nearly a year ago. The 49-year-old Gorsuch sits on the Federal Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit in Denver, Colorado. At a White House ceremony, Mr. Trump said after the defense of the nation, a president has no more important decision to make than the lifetime appointment of a Supreme Court justice. Gorsuch, a Colorado native who earned degrees from Columbia University and Harvard, clerked for Supreme Court Justices Byron White and Anthony Kennedy. In his remarks, he hinted at his judicial philosophy, saying it is the role of the judge to apply, not alter, the work of the people's representatives.
Practicing in the trial work trenches of the law, I saw, too, that when we judges don our robes, it doesn't make us any smarter, but it does serve as a reminder of what's expected of us. Impartiality and independence, collegiality and courage.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer indicated Gorsuch will face tough hearings, expressing skepticism he can be a strong, independent jurist. However, Northern Illinois University history professor Artemis Ward doubts that the confirmation of Gorsuch would alter the high court's ideological balance.
This just replaces a conservative with a conservative, right? Scalia is replaced with Gorsuch. It doesn't really change the balance in that sense.
President Trump may get a chance to fill another vacancy on the 9-justice court. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is 83 years old, while Anthony Kennedy is 80 years old. This is VOA News. President Trump's nomination of Rex Tillerson for Secretary of State is headed towards Senate confirmation after several Democrats crossed party lines to back the former ExxonMobil CEO. The vote, scheduled for today, comes as tension continues to build among congressional Republicans and Democrats over Trump's executive order on immigrants and refugees. Several other votes on Trump nominees also are planned on Senate committees. Republicans say they'll try anew to push nominees for Health Secretary and Treasury Secretary through the Senate Finance Committee. Democrats said both men had lied to Congress about their financial background and blocked earlier votes. Both men said they had done nothing wrong. Iran's recent ballistic missile launch is absolutely unacceptable, and the Trump administration will not turn a blind eye to such actions. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said that Tuesday.
I think that you have to look at the fact that there are two things. One, they know that they are not supposed to be doing any production of ballistic missile testings that can carry nuclear weapons. So if you look at what they've done, here they have a payload of 500 kilograms that could go in a range of 300 kilograms. That is more than enough to be able to deliver a nuclear weapon.
Iran confirmed Wednesday that it had carried out the missile launch, but said it was not in violation of its 2015 nuclear agreement with world powers. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is traveling to Japan and South Korea Wednesday for his first overseas visit since taking office.
The Pentagon says Secretary Mattis's trip to Japan and South Korea is an opportunity to listen to the concerns of two of America's closest military allies. The trip to the East Asia region comes after White House comments suggesting deeper involvement in the South China Sea, as China continues to build man-made islands and quarrel with its neighbors over island clusters such as the Spratlys. But experts like Bonnie Glazer are urging caution.
Drawing red lines very early that you may not be able to uphold can raise questions in terms of U.S. credibility going forward.
The U.S. Navy frequently carries out freedom of navigation operations in the sea's international waters, but the U.S. has stayed out of land disputes. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
Israeli soldiers and police gathered Wednesday in the West Bank and began to evict roughly 50 families living in an unauthorized outpost. The military has ordered people to leave Amona, which the Israeli Supreme Court ruled in 2014 was built on private Palestinian land and must be demolished. Meanwhile, Israel approved the construction of 3,000 new settlement homes at other locations in the West Bank.
That's the latest world news from VOA.